Welcome to the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Hey, little Jimmy, how you doing?
Daddy, there you are, finally. I've been missing
you.
Yeah.
No, I'm here. You know, how you been healing up?
Daddy, you haven't been here for a good while.
What's today? It's today the 20th. It looks like.
Today's the 20th, Daddy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I felt like I needed to be away from you for a little while, you know, to really center myself and, you know, discover Daddy again.
Yeah, but Daddy, I've been scared and I was hurting and you were supposed to be here for me and you were gone.
Well, I thought you liked being scared, little Jimmy. I thought I would help give you a real sense of fear by not coming to visit you in the hospital.
Yeah, but that's different though. You tell me stories and that's kind of like, oh, a scary story, but like not having my daddy for like a week, a couple of weeks, 10 days is scary.
Well, I mean, your mother should have been here to visit, right? Or someone else, right? Surely you haven't been alone this entire time. Daddy's the only person in your life that you have.
Well, I mean, the nurse is here, but that's her job. She has to. Other than that, nobody here for Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. Well, don't worry, I won't be gone that long again, okay?
You promise? You pinky swear?
Let's just say I'll try my best.
Oh, Daddy.
Jimmy, remember last time I told you I was going to have the doctors do what was called a paternity test?
Yeah, and then I called you, I said you were crazy, and then you just kept saying that, oh, I'm having them do it.
Yeah, well, just in case you don't know, a paternity test is a test, you know, you would do to see who is someone's blood relative. Like, for example, if I was your father, right, it would show up on the paternity test that our DNA matched. You know, our essence, if you will.
Yeah, because I know that I come from a mommy and a daddy, so that means I come from you and mommy.
Exactly right, and that's what the test would show. And so daddy had them do that.
What?
Yeah, I just you know, just to see. And I got an interesting result on that. They said the test came back inconclusive. That means
I don't understand.
It wasn't an answer one way or the other. And they said they've never seen anything like this before in the history of modern medicine. And they did further tests on it, and there were actually multiple DNA signatures in it. Daddy's was one of them, but there were at least seven other samples in that, which the doctors told me. Now, Jimmy, calm down. I think this explains a lot of your issues. You are actually the creation of multiple men getting your mother pregnant. You have about seven daddies.
I'm sorry, what? I fell asleep. I slept with my eyes open.
Jimmy. You must have heard that from one of your other daddies. Well, don't worry. I'm going to find each and every one of them and make you their problem. I mean, so they get to experience the joy that is little Jimmy in their lives, okay?
But you're my daddy.
I was one of the ones that night. That's all I can say. That's what I am to you. I was just one of the ones who filled her up.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm old enough and I can choose and I want you to be my daddy.
Well, hang on there, buddy. Hang on. the law is tricky when it comes to this situation. Believe me, I'm looking into it and who I can stick you with. I mean, who gets to, you know, raise you and who gets that privilege. Hey, tell you what. Let's go from one nightmare to another. How about I read you a scary story? I've been gone a long time. I think you deserve it.
I mean, I guess. I mean, visiting hours are almost over anyways. You came kind of late.
Well, I mean, I ran out of money in Atlantic City, and I had nowhere else to go.
Daddy, that's like 2,000 miles away.
Well, like I said, I ran out of money. Tell you what, I'm going to pop a squat. Just make sure I have this pillow down here for after I'm done with the story. All right. Okay, little Jimmy. Ready for a scary story?
I guess I don't see how it can get scarier than what's going on.
Believe me, the doctors were also equally horrified. They kept calling you monster.
Is that why I'm still chained up?
Oh, absolutely. The second they saw that, they doubled the chains.
Because it's starting to hurt. It's a little tight. And I tried telling them, but nobody comes but that nurse.
No, and I'm pretty sure that nurse isn't licensed. They kind of stuck their leftovers with you to take care of you.
The room's always dark. There's no light. They say that it's broken, but there's light outside the window. I see through the crack there's light, but they say it's broken.
Yeah, they just don't want to waste any of the power, you know, on you. But they save pennies where they can, and since you're a monster child, you're I don't mean to be, you know, mean, children, but you are a bit of a freak. I'm kind of ashamed to be part of that.
But I love you, though. I am you.
Don't ever say that. Okay, the story tonight is called There's No Reason to Be Afraid. Just like real life, you don't have to be afraid, okay?
There's a lot I'm afraid of now.
They're not sure how long you have left to live, normally.
Not a nurse, then who the fuck is she?
Jimmy? I don't care.
I think I've earned the right to freak out. I'm scared.
I don't care how many men came inside your mother. You will not use that language.
I mean, I just did, so.
Okay, tell you what. No story. I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to grab my stuff. I'm gonna get up. I'm going to head out.
I mean, you were going to do that anyway, so I mean, whatever, right? I'm so confused. Nobody wants me. I thought I had a daddy, but I don't have a daddy, but I have multiple daddies. I don't know what's going on.
Little Jimmy, I'm not sure either. All I had was that explanation at the beginning, and I had nothing else ready for that, okay?
I could tell.
It seemed like an interesting thing to tell you.
Makes it kind of harder for future stories.
I don't know how. I was ready to read one, and then you were like, no, I don't read it. Do you want the story or not?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could have one good thing in my life, right?
Fine, yeah. I'll sit back down. Okay. See, that's what happens. That's what a chair sounds like when you don't, you know, almost break it by sitting down.
I couldn't tell you sat down because I can't turn my head because of the chains.
Okay, good. So just keep looking at the ceiling. There's no reason to be afraid.
The only place I can look.
Look inside yourself.
I just said there's a lot to be afraid of, Daddy.
When my sister Betsy and I were kids, our family lived for a while in a charming old farmhouse. We loved exploring its dusty corners and climbing the apple tree in the backyard. But our favorite thing was the ghost. We called her Mother, because she seemed so kind and nurturing. Some mornings, Betsy and I would wake up, and on each of our nightstands, we'd find a cup that hadn't been there the night before. Mother had left them there, worried that we'd get thirsty during the night. She just wanted to take care of us. Among the house's original furnishings was a unique wooden chair, which we kept against the back wall of the living room. Whenever we were preoccupied, watching TV or playing a game, Mother would inch that chair forward across the room, toward us. Sometimes she'd manage to move it all the way to the center of the room. We always felt sad putting it back against the wall. Mother just wanted to be near us. Years later, long after we'd moved out, I found an old newspaper article about the farmhouse's original occupant, a widow. She'd murdered her two children by giving them each a cup of poisoned milk the night before bed. Then she'd hanged herself. The article included a photo of the farmhouse's living room, with a woman's body hanging from a beam. Beneath her, knocked over, was that old wooden chair, placed exactly in the center of the room. There we go, little Jimmy. You freak of nature, you. Rest easy.
This has been the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Fuck yeah!